Wow. How about my football team, coaches, and all the guys in that locker room that work so hard? I just can't say enough about them and this team, and you know what kind of happened with this team in January when we got back, and the mission, this quiet mission that they were on through the preparation stages all the way till the season started. So I'm so proud of them. And it was not going to be easy. If you can reflect on the game here a second, if you can hold Texas A&M at 21 points, you're playing pretty good defense, and without question. And that's probably an understatement. I think I had two of their touchdowns, I think, at 92 yards on two runs. So I think certainly that's outstanding. The offense, a little bit kind of uncharacteristic the first half. I think we were a little bit in the first half. I don't know. We look out of sync a little bit. But we settled down. We scored 21 points in the third and fourth quarter when it mattered. Defense made the stop in the fourth quarter when it mattered at the very end. Offense got the ball, and like we did often this year, we didn't do against South Carolina. We kept the ball and never got the ball back, and they never got back to Johnny Manziel. So, just so many things to be proud of my team, and we're going to enjoy this till 5 o'clock tomorrow, and then we're going to get back to the grind fast. Well, you know what? That's what good quarterbacks do. They got a ball in their hands a lot. They got a chance to make a lot of plays, and he did. Very proud of him. Proud of, there's just so many guys. But certainly he'd made a lot of plays, and you're going to need that. And he puts us in position to score. You go back to a game like that, and there's so many different plays that were significant, whether it was a defensive player or Josie's, long run that he had. I think that was a third and two or something like that. And third and three. So I said that James did an excellent job.
You talked a lot about the example Henry sets for his teammates. How fitting is it that he scores the one that ultimately?
Well, that was fitting. And that's fitting to Henry Josie and the kind of year he's had and who he is and what he's about. He's sacred to our Mizzou fans. And, our fans were awesome. I mean, I sometimes. With a headset on, I can't hear a lot. But I tell you, when he scored that touchdown, I mean, from that point on, it was awesome then. From that point on, it went to a whole new level, every single play, and it was really, just a great effort by my team.
It's kind of surreal, I'm so guarded, during the game of keeping my emotions that I almost can't come out of it. I remember that walk-off field goal we had against Kansas. I was like in a funk for like 10 minutes after that because, you're so focused on making sure you make the right decisions and things like that. But for me, it was, you work so hard to do this and you get to this point, you have a chance to win a championship in a tough league, especially after the year we came out off of, and got a lot of respect back. And that respect is real, real important to me. And I just there's reasons why you win like this. You got good players, you got good coaches, and they bring it every day, and they are have a burning desire to be great. And very fortunate to be a part of these guys. I don't know. I wish I had an answer. They just made some plays. I mean, we had some negative yardage, and in that same time span or right prior to that, we go out there and we get a sack, so we're negative yardage, and you got real long yardage, you get a first down, and then we had a penalty the second time. I think we're back-to-back. But anyway, they did that, and they just – we just worked so well together in the fourth quarter when we got there, in the end of the third quarter. So, you got to make plays against good people. And I thought we did a lot of good things.
How were you guys able to keep Manziel in check?
Well, we were relentless, in just the effort. I mean, relentless. Our defensive line wanted him so bad and wanted a piece of him every chance they got. And he's a great, great player, one of the best players. I didn't do this a long time. He's Elway. John Elway was always the best college player that I'd ever seen. And this guy's he's played one or two games in 24 games that have not been up to par. The rest, he changes games. So we did a great job, and I think he just got him off sync a little bit. The coverage was good at times, too. It's forced him to run out of there. You're playing good coverage. And then it's just a matter of just not letting him get up the middle, because he can do so much damage or find some people open, which he did do. But we did a lot of when they got out and he was going outside the pocket and he was outside. I thought we did a good job matching up people. We really worked hard on that last week for our defense to match people up, because he can find anybody open. So I think it was a relentless effort, you know. But and with great respect for what a great player he is. And also, I think you're driven when you're on defense. You play a guy like that, you're driven. You're at a whole different notch because you know who you're going against. I found that on the field after it was over. I had no idea that they won, and my son Jeff's here. Lives in Sedalia. I saw him. He told me there's something like a bigger return at the end of the game or something. A field goal return for unbelievable play. They've been making some great plays, huh? Hopefully they're out. They're going to quit making them. but obviously they've done a great job. They're a good football team, and we're just excited about representing the East and going to Atlanta, just real, real excited and happy to do it. And it's they keep getting bigger. I keep telling my players, the more your focus has got to get better, because every week it gets a little bit bigger. And our challenge is to get ready for a great, great running football team and a good defensive team we're going to play.
Did you challenge
them? I don't think we challenged them. We try to help our players. You know, they did some things different. They were doing some stunning and some coverage is different, and we settled down a little bit, I think. But they did when they just met with the offensive line, but challenged it. But it wouldn't be in a positive way. You know, it would not be in a kind of a negative way in any way. So, because that's we try to really help our players at halftime. The only time I ever get upset is I feel like we're not emotionally into it like we should be, and that's never even happened this year. I'm sorry. I know. I kept looking. You know, EJ did a remarkable job, and we rolled coverage into him a lot. But that guy's a great player, and he did not have a big impact on this game. And we felt if we could kind of, control him, contain him, that would help us win it. And I had a question. It looked like Manziel got a little, like a little frustrated the last few drives. We talked about those three and outs, and that time you could just see his frustration a little bit because he's such a great competitor. So, and I think that's also created a little frustration that we kept him under ropes a little bit. Yeah, but this is not, I think there's a time to talk about that, but this is about winning a championship. This is about my players, and I'll be able to talk about that, honor later. This is about our team winning a championship, and, hopefully I'll be happy to sit down someday and, when you get to talk to you about that. You probably won't want to then, so. Well, we did in 07, 08, 2010, Nebraska had a lose at the end, another shot here. So we had shots at it, four of the last 7 years. And, didn't play as well, it lost the two that we played in. But this is awesome. This is great. And the most important thing is to, I know Coach James would say right now, he'd say, get the guys back fast, get their heads back fast. I'm so happy and so excited for my players and team. But we got to flip this thing. I already talked to some of the players in there. We got to flip it. And Coach Ivey told them that, and they know it, but he went through the schedule and reminded all the guys that played in the game. They got work. They got a lift tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning. He got booed. But I brought him back and said, "We love you." So we let him back in. Yeah, I should kind of let you see maybe the next press conference or when this happens in a couple weeks, and just kind of see, what when I brought them in. I usually don't just have the seniors come in and give me their goals. I usually don't do. I just thought it was appropriate because of how they're driven they were to get us back to winning, and they set a couple standards right off the bat and goals, and then what we did is I said, what do you want this Mizzou football team to be known as if you got a bunch of alumni in January reflecting back on this 2013 team? What would you want them to say about you?
And they came and we listed it. We talked about it today. We talked about it at the beginning of November. We had that. I've talked about it throughout the entire season. And they about hit on absolutely everything they talked about. It's amazing. Kind of create a vision for the team. I don't know what to tell you. Those they're just with kids like that, you know they do so much. You can't even begin to tell them or explain to them the appreciation for the impact that they make on University of Missouri. You know, Missouri football, but the whole athletic department, the whole university. I mean, we do things like this. This is great for the University of Missouri. And so, I mean, it goes on and on and on. So the impact is not just winning a football game. It's much, much bigger than that, and it's also a responsibility.
Gary, there's going to be a lot of politics going on. You know, one-loss SEC champion being the national championship game.
I'll have to think before I answer that question. No, I, you know, we'll see what happens there. I mean, it's the SEC, you know, and obviously we're in the same, Auburn and ourselves are in the same position, yeah. My only concern I've ever had with the BCS was, and I like that we're going to go to a 4-team playoff, was that I never felt that the strength of schedule, this is even when we were in the Big 12, was significant enough, like maybe it is for basketball. I always felt that it wasn't significant enough. And that certainly will have to be taken into consideration, but, you know, it is what it is. We can't do anything about that. So all we can do is win a football game. Well, it was a third and I think it was third and three, and you know my big decision was if we didn't make it. We were fourth down going to go for it, and we probably would. I don't recall it was about the 45-yard line. Is that where it was? Right around there, 43-yard line. Yeah, and we just hit the crease. You know, sometimes when you come up there and you hit all the gaps, you don't have a free safety in the back because you brought everybody on the line of scrimmage. If you just get in that second level, there's nobody there, and that's what happened. There was nobody there. And, you know, what a great play and what a great kid, and real happy for him.
Coach, you targeted Green Beckham pretty early. How much is he – did you really want him to be a force in this game? Just talk about his progress throughout his career.
Yeah, he's just getting – Doral's getting better and better and better. He's always got a great attitude. He's an impact player, obviously. He can make a lot of plays. And you know, we play a lot of good players, too. We play eight receivers. You know, we got guys rolling in there all the time. But he's really improved a lot. LaDainian Washington had some great plays today. There's just a lot of plays. That bootleg we did, you know, that naked, we called it a naked. We came out and hit Eric Waters. He made that catch. Henry Josie made a block on the corner, allowed the play to happen. And that was then we ran the ball at the end. And anyway, I'm just reflecting. I just love to be able to be on the field and end the game like you want to end it. You know, that's kind of just – that's, you know, as a coach, that's awesome.